Well, welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King. I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program because we're going to be talking about how to reach out into new age communities. And we have with us author Phil Mason, who has authored Quantum Glory. And we're so excited to have you all the way from Australia.
Thank you.
Here. And we've got an exciting topic to share on today. And I'm, you know, this is one of my favorites, actually, is reaching out to spiritual communities. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's what the New Age community is. Mm-hmm. It's people hungry for the realm of the spirit, hungry to know their creator, hungry to know that realm. And you and your wife and your church, which is the New Earth Tribe Church in Australia, are just gung-ho into this area.
We're super excited about what God is doing with us at the moment, because we are going into these New Age festivals year in, year out, and we are seeing amazing breakthroughs in the New Age marketplace. So,
and you actually live in an epicenter, really, of New Age community, and people who love the New Age and the different expressions of spirituality are attracted into that area, aren't they?
They call our area the Rainbow Region because it's attracted New Age people for decades, probably about four decades. And so there's a really high concentration of New Age spirituality and, you know, lots of other spiritual paths as well, a lot of cults and so on. But it really is kind of the big spiritual epicenter of our nation. So the Lord led us to plant a church in the middle of the heart of, right in the heart of that town back in 1998.
What a great place to be. Light belongs in the darkness.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I also, and I know that you have had a New Age background, and I also, before I came to know the Lord, because I was so hungry, I wanted to know God. And so I was invited into New Age groups and that, and I found, wow, I love these people. They're so spiritual. And of course, I was spiritually inclined. And so we delved into all kinds of different expressions of spirituality. And at the end, though, I have to say that in that journey, I actually stepped into a lot of darkness in my soul from those things, because all things that are spiritual are not necessarily true. And so when you walk into deception, you're going to damage your life, and I certainly did. But Jesus came and made himself alive and real to me. And I remember receiving Jesus and going the next day to talk to my New Age friends. I said, you don't have to search anymore. You don't have to, I found him.
Yeah.
And it was so real to me that I found the truth. And they had a little bit of a hard time with that initially, but we worked on it. Mm-hmm. But I just loved my friends in that community. Mm-hmm. And you and your wife have such a love for those who are spiritually hungry and
we
who
do.
Have maybe stepped into things that, you know, could end up damaging to them. But you just love them to life, don't you?
We do. We love them. We absolutely love ministering to New Age people because they are just so open. I mean, you could actually say maybe they're just a little bit too open because they're open to everything.
Right.
But the thing is, they are really, really open. They're really receptive and responsive to spiritual things. And they have, you know, generally speaking, just a real awareness of spiritual things.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of them are just like born with real sensitive gifting, sometimes prophetic. Mm-hmm. I was on a plane one time with a gal. I just happened to be sitting beside her, and I asked her, oh, where are you going? She says, oh, I'm a speaker, so I'm going to such and such a place to speak. I said, you're kidding. I said, I'm a speaker too, and I'm going to a conference at the same city. I said, what do you teach on? She said, spiritual things. And I said, you're kidding. So am I. I said, tell me more about yourself. She said, well, I'm an author. And I said, no way. So am I. And I said, tell me more. And she said, well, you know, I've got, you know, I'm a television host. I said, you've got to be kidding. I said, so am I. So anyways, long story short, it turns out that she is a teacher in the New Age community, teaching people how to get a hold of their, you know, understand and discern their spirit guides and how to follow. And I said, oh my gosh, I said, I've got a spirit guide, you know, and his name's Holy Spirit. And I was just able to share my encounter with the Lord. We had the most wonderful, engaging time. And she said, you know, the energy you have is high level. And I said, yeah, it doesn't actually get any higher than that. And you can get to know, because you're always looking for the next level when you're in the New Age. But when you encounter the real meal deal, then it's like you know that what you've been looking for is there. And she got such a touch that day. But that's what you and your wife and your team focus on, is giving encounters. Mm-hmm. So can you share a little bit about some of your experiences and how you've reached out and what you do to maybe touch their lives?
It all flows out of the outpouring of the Spirit we're experiencing as a spiritual community. And God has just drawn all of these people to our community who are just on fire for God.
Wow.
And they love the glory realm of heaven, and they love worshiping. And, you know, they'll worship all night. If we set up, you know, all-night prayer meetings, they'll come and they'll just be in the presence. And so we've got this theory, you know, freely you receive,
right,
freely give.
Right.
That we can only really give away what we've received. But to the extent that we have received that encounter realm of just engaging our hearts with God and being just totally immersed in the presence, that then equips us to be able to go out into the marketplace and give it away. So we use this little term, from the secret place to the marketplace, and then back into the secret place again. So we just get totally filled up. In fact, when we go into these New Age festivals, we just get so immersed in the Holy Spirit that we just get literally totally drunk in the Holy Spirit. And God just
like
pours His glory out, and then we just go in there and we just leak out the glory in there. And we are now seeing hundreds of miracles, and that is the outflow of just what God's pouring into us as a community. So
place,
so back out to the marketplace.
Tell me about some of these miracles.
Well, they've been getting really extreme lately. We've been seeing some extreme miracles. I'm actually a speaker in New Age festivals.
Okay, so you're a Christian that attends New Age festivals in order to be a light and to love the people, but they actually have you as one of the New Age speakers?
Well, I speak on the subject of quantum physics and the supernatural.
Wow, and that's the title of your book. It's Quantum Glory, the Science of Heaven Invading Earth.
And so I've spent a lot of time studying it, and I now do little seminars in the festival. And it's not just an informational seminar, because at the end I say, look, we actually see the supernatural all the time.
Come on.
Is there any skeptics here? And there's always a few people who put up their hand.
Right.
I said, are there any people here that believe in the supernatural? And the majority of them put their hands up.
Exactly.
And I said, well, we're going to demonstrate the supernatural right now. Is there anybody here who has pain in their neck or their spine?
Yeah.
And I'll often go after neck and back stuff, because it's just one of those areas that we've just had a real breakthrough in.
And so many people have neck and back things, so you can see
multiple
miracles right away.
Yeah, and I call it a word of general knowledge. And so we have people come out the front, and I lay hands on them. This one lady came out. She had been in a car wreck in 1967, 45 years ago, and she has had massive pain in her neck. She was not able to turn her neck like we can normally.
Wow.
She would have to turn her entire body to look to the left or the right. It was stuck, it was fused.
Wow.
And she was in excruciating pain. I just simply put my hand on the back of her neck and I said, I release healing into your neck in the name of Christ. And she was immediately healed. She immediately started turning her neck. She goes, how did you do that? How did you do that? And I'm like, well, that's just the energy of Christ right there. It's the healing energy of Christ that came into your neck.
I love it.
And she's moving her neck, and then she throws her hands in the air and she goes, I can't do that. She said, my right shoulder has been frozen. And then she's moving her arm all around. She has total freedom of mobility, no pain in her shoulder. So her neck and her back got instantly healed.
Oh my gosh.
And this is a public miracle in front of, you know, 80 or 90 people who are all watching.
Love it.
Then the next person gets up, that person gets healed. On a couple of occasions, we've had 100% healing of people who've come forward for healing.
Now, this woman with the fused neck, was it fused surgically? Did she have metal in her neck?
I don't know. She didn't give any more information on why it was fused. She just said she could not move her neck, but it was instantly healed.
Because we're hearing testimonies from like Randy Clark and Bill Johnson and others, a lot of, like, they don't know if the metal's actually dissolving or leaving the body, or if God's just supernaturally allowing, you know, necks and hands and legs to move where they couldn't before. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. I've told the story everywhere I go about this piece of glass in this elderly woman's foot, how that piece of glass was actually dematerialized out of her foot and it appeared on the floor next to her shoe.
Can
Because one of our girls in the booth commanded that piece of glass to come out in the name of Christ. It actually came out and it appeared, and she picks it up. She says, "Is this your piece of glass?" The woman holds it in her hand. She said, "I saw that in the x-ray. It was a chunk of shattered windshield glass."
Wow.
And it was lodged inside of her foot. And all the stitches also that were underneath her foot were instantly disappeared. She was totally amazed. She brought friends back to the next festival. One woman was deaf in her left ear. She got healed. And her other friend had a frozen right shoulder. And I had the word of knowledge about deafness and about frozen shoulder. And her two friends got healed as well.
Wow.
So we are now seeing hundreds of healings happening. We do healing tunnels, and we've had over 100 people healed in the healing tunnel on one occasion. So God just loves to pour out his glory
the
New Age marketplace.
I know that we've had great, just blessings. It's just a blessing to be able to go into New Age fairs and communities and just see what God does in them, because they're so hungry. When they get touched by what is true, when they get touched by Jesus who is true, it just wrecks you for anything else. So your book, Quantum Glory, it has a lot of keys. And so this is actually what you teach, like, on this subject at New Age fairs, on the quantum world and that, which is what they're hungry for.
Yep.
But then you can prove the presence of Jesus and his miracles through this. So what a tool this is.
Yeah.
And so many of our team, they're just ecstatic about this book. It's just awesome. And then Light Belongs in the Darkness is finding your place in God's end time harvest by taking that light of Christ and going out onto the streets, into the marketplace where you can reach people that are hungry. So we're going to take a break and talk a little bit about these books right now, and we'll be right back. So we'll see you in a few moments.
Phil Mason's book, Quantum Glory, reveals the realm of unseen subatomic particles, scientific evidence of biblical truth. Call 866-980-5464 or visit us at xpministries.com.
You are called to demonstrate the kingdom of God with signs and wonders. Patricia King's book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, will help you step outside your comfort zone to reach those around you with the power and love of God. Order Light Belongs in the Darkness at xpministries.com.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
And so, Lord, I release your glory on my new friend, Finn.
Well, hello and welcome back. Oh, I'm so excited about this whole topic. I love it. You know, because so often, Phil, like sometimes Christians, they get so wrapped up in the Christian world that we forget that there's a whole world out there that doesn't know yet. We have to go out and reach them, you know, and they're just crying out to know God in their hearts. They're just, you know, like walking along blindly, not even knowing what way to go, and we need to be there for them. And that's what you and your wife and team are doing. Mm-hmm. In fact, you've got a school of the supernatural. What do you call it again?
It's called the Deep End School of the Supernatural.
The Deep End School. Is that like being thrown out on the deep end?
That's the whole idea. Well, coming to our location and getting out on the streets in that environment really does throw some people in the deep end.
Oh,
because, you know, they've come from maybe conservative backgrounds and they're just not accustomed to encountering some pretty out there people who are kind of like New Age evangelists themselves, wanting to convert people into their worldview. And so, it really does throw people in the deep end. And we used to make jokes about it, about being thrown in the deep end. And then we wound up forming this school, and we just decided to call it the Deep End School.
And it's a 9-month school part-time. Yeah.
9-month part-time school. Yeah, which
I'd love
enables
to be in
people,
that school. That would be so much fun.
One
oh my
of the
gosh.
Distinctives of the school is that we train people specifically over a period of about 4 or 5 weeks in just understanding the New Age worldview, understanding attributes of New Age thinking,
wow.
and also postmodern thinking.
Beautiful.
Postmodernism being, yeah. you know, the rejection of absolute truth.
Right.
You've probably
anything
all
goes.
heard that term, you know, I found my truth, you found your truth.
Right.
My truth's true for me, your truth's true for you,
right.
but don't try to convert me to
right.
your truth. And that's the postmodern mindset.
Right.
And that is just so widespread now. Actually,
yeah.
statistically, 9 out of 10 people between 18 and 35 in North America are postmodern in their
wow.
in their outlook, which
is
it's
really
almost
that?
Like saturation point.
Oh my
and,
gosh.
And New Age spirituality is the spirituality of choice for
yes.
postmodern people.
Right.
Because New Age spirituality says,
anything
you know,
goes.
I found my path to God, you found your path to
right.
God, my path to God is true for me, your path to God is true for you, but don't try to convert me to your
right.
path to God. So they don't like this idea of, you know, there just being one way to God. So
right.
they believe that all paths lead to God because they have an impersonal God. It's a concept of God as an impersonal energy, not
right.
as a personal being. And that's one of the really defining characteristics of New Age spirituality. So we train our students in how to penetrate New Age culture through demonstrations of the power of the spirit, which really capture people's
Come
attention.
On.
And then they're like, hey, what was that? And they're all ears. They just want to, they tell
yeah.
us all about that. What just happened to me then?
I know. And when you preach at people with your understanding or the knowledge you have, it's like it goes into their head. Like it takes a couple of things, I believe, to reach these ones. Number one, it has to be a revelation.
Hmm.
Because as soon as the light goes on, it's on, right? Hmm. But you need revelation. It's not going to be your academic understanding of the word that creates that miracle of revelation of Christ.
Hmm.
But our Father in Heaven can give that. And I've seen actually people in the New Age receive the revelation of Christ through the weirdest, you know, like I remember one time on the streets, I was with this young guy and we stopped and talked to someone. It was his turn to talk. And I was, you know, just silently praying in my heart for him. And I thought, oh my gosh, this doesn't make any sense at all, what he was sharing. I thought, this doesn't make any sense. But all of a sudden, the person he's sharing with starts weeping and says, oh my gosh, this is so awesome, and gave their life to Jesus. And I thought, that had to be a miracle of a revelation because it didn't even make sense, right? So you need a revelation and then the power, like you need the presence, you need the power encounters. And even Paul said that. He
mm-hmm.
said, you know, it's got to be a gospel with accompanying power. You can't hold to a form of godliness and then deny the power,
mm-hmm.
especially with New Agers, because in the New Age, you're constantly having spiritual encounters. All the time you have spiritual
mm-hmm.
encounters. So it's
yeah.
it's normal life for you.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the encounters that people have in the New Age are, you know, counterfeit, really.
Yeah, they are counterfeit.
Of true, the true Christian faith. And so we, you know, we bring people into a significant encounter. One of the things we've noticed is that the psychics that are operating within these festivals that we go into, they sometimes are quite connected
yeah.
to, you know, the spirits that they're hearing from.
Right.
But and they will even sometimes identify people in the audience, calling them out by identifying their infirmity or
yeah.
their sickness. And they'll say, there's somebody here and you're over sitting in this area here and you've got arthritis in your
right.
knee. But they don't go on to heal the person.
Right.
And so, you know, when we go into these festival environments, we get to have opportunity to get up on the main
right.
stage and we just release words of knowledge and people get healed right where they're
it's
sitting.
It's just awesome.
And it is incredible to just watch, because when you see one person get healed and then something just like something shifts and it's like suddenly all these people just start getting
wow.
healed. And they're all putting their hand in the air, testifying that they've got
just
no pain.
Wonderful.
They've just been completely healed. And sometimes it happens in little clusters where like a whole group of people in one little area will all just get instantly
wow.
healed. And it's just, there is nothing more exciting than
no.
going into these environments and releasing the glory of Christ
oh.
in those environments. Because
that's
you know,
what they're hungry
well,
for.
Well, Jesus is the desire of all
yeah.
nations. And it really, he is the one they're looking for.
He is.
They've just been turned off dead religion.
And a lot of times, even the ones that are operating, and like, you know, the psychics and that, they were actually given that prophetic gift from God to begin with, but
mm-hmm.
it's just the enemy's using it. So
mm-hmm.
like when they turn to the Lord and it all gets, you know, cleansed, and then they come into the real meal deal and they're hearing the voice of God. They already have that prophetic bent. They have the prophetic gifting, but now it's according to truth and not according to a deceiving spirit that will take everybody down into a dark hole, right?
Yeah.
But it's so exciting to see people redeemed from the darkness and come into what they were born for.
Yeah, it is. You know, we get tipped over into this realm of ecstasy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when Jesus healed the sick, one of the consequences was astonishment, amazement, and just awe and wonder. And one of the Greek words is ecstasis in the Gospels.
Yeah.
And so ecstasy is the byproduct of of heaven invading earth.
Right.
And when we are in these festivals day in, day out for like 4-day period, we're seeing hundreds of healings and we share the testimonies. We get together in the evening and debrief.
Yeah.
And we share testimonies. Everyone goes around the room sharing. We just get totally transported in ecstasy.
Come on.
Because we are so blown away by what God is doing. It's just absolutely
amazing. He is rejoicing.
Amazing.
He's flipped out happy in heaven having a party too.
it's
so
his ecstasy.
You're probably connected to his ecstasy that he's feeling. I love it. It's so
absolutely.
True. Now, in your school, I'm just curious. Like, I know a lot of people that we have trained over the years in prophetic evangelism and that, and taking them into different places. They're a little bit afraid at first because they're wondering, well, what if, you know, what if... like I'm not as seasoned or I don't know enough about it and I can't do it. But God's always with them, you know, like, and in fact, we always tell people, look, if you get stuck out there, just pull this little prophetic gift out of your back pocket and say, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does, because everyone loves to hear that powerful word from God. But in your school, do you find that there's people that come that are a little bit nervous and unsure, but then they come... and when they step out, they actually see God's faithfulness?
That is one of the greatest joys that we have in training and equipping, is to see people who are really green in all these, you know, in the dimension of the prophetic and the dimension of healing, getting activated straight away.
Wow.
Because they just come into an atmosphere where there's such a strong overshadowing of the spirit of prophecy and spirit of healing. And we get them out on the streets pretty early, and they come back with amazing stories. And
awesome.
Those stories just fuel other stories, because it's like, hey, if they can do it, I can do it. And we just celebrate the fact that people go out and have a go for Jesus.
Good for you.
And so it's so much fun.
I love it. I know there's nothing better than to see the body mobilized into the harvest fields.
Yeah.
Phil, we're going to put your website on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want more information about your school and about your outreaches that are available, they can go right to your website and find that. And maybe if they're in Australia, visit your church.
Yeah.
And it sounds like an exciting place. So we'll be right back.
Phil Mason's book, Quantum Glory, reveals the realm of unseen subatomic particles, scientific evidence of biblical truth. Call 866-980-5464 or visit us at xpministries.com.
You are called to demonstrate the kingdom of God with signs and wonders. Patricia King's book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, will help you step outside your comfort zone to reach those around you with the power and love of God. Order Light Belongs in the Darkness at xpministries.com.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
You know, I'm seeing someone right now who, you used to be in the New Age. In fact, you were involved in a lot of spiritual activities, and including astral travel and all kinds of different things that you learned in the organization that you were with. And so when you became a Christian, you cut it all off. You've had deliverance. You're walking strong with the Lord. But you've been left with a fear of the supernatural. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power of the fear of the true supernatural. And remember that you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You once walked in the counterfeit, but the Lord says you're going to be raised up in the real meal deal.
As we were talking before about necks and backs, I just felt a real stirring in my heart just to address anybody who's watching this program right now who has chronic neck pain or back pain. And we've seen so much breakthrough in the area of healing of necks and backs. And so I just want to decree the healing power of Christ coming into your neck right now in the name of Jesus. I just speak into the vertebrae and into the muscles and tendons and ligaments in your upper neck. And I'm seeing like the spine and across the shoulders where there's just like chronic pain. And I just break the power of that chronic pain right now in the name of Jesus. And I release the glory of the Lord to flow into every vertebrae and into every muscle and tendon. And I command the pain in your neck to go right now in the authority of Jesus' name.
I'm just receiving a word from the Lord right now about a youth pastor, and you're watching and you've been excited, thinking, I would love to take my youth group out into some of these types of fairs and that. And you've been wondering, well, what can I do to get them trained? And what you're pondering has been orchestrated by the Spirit of God, and He wants to confirm that to you. And He's going to put training right in your midst that will help you get your people out to do prophetic evangelism, presence evangelism. And you're going to get acquainted and connected with some new agers in this next 3 months. You're going to be amazed at how many people come your way. And at first it's going to seem like, oh, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do. And then all of a sudden the Spirit of God is going to give you the words, the flow is going to come. So you remember this when that happens, and actually write into us on the address on the screen and let us know, because I feel that so strong.
If there's someone watching who has a real heart to reach into the New Age, and you've had that heart for a really long time, but you've had this hesitancy because you've been fearful that something will come on you, that if you go into that environment, and that's just fear of the darkness. So if that's you, would you just place your hand on your stomach right now? And I just want to pray a blessing over you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just take authority over fear of darkness. And we make a decree that greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. And I just want to decree over your life that God has a calling on you to reach into New Age culture. And there are people who are waiting to meet you. And, you know, Paul said, I have become all things unto all men in order to win them to Christ. And I believe there are people watching this show right now who have a real stirring in their heart to go into those environments. But there's just that reticence and fear. And so we just address that fear right now, and we break its power in the name of Jesus. And I just decree a spirit of boldness coming upon you to just boldly go into those environments and just release the glory of God and trust that God is going to just powerfully demonstrate His glory through you.